Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President's pandemic plan.
Help is on the way.
Troops move from Capitol to parking garage.
It just isn't sitting well with lawmakers.
Employees' illegal supermarket sweep.
Over $980,000.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Joe Biden calls the coronavirus pandemic a desperate situation, one that's likely to get worse. CBS's Weijia Jiang says he's laid out an ambitious agenda, including new executive actions on vaccines and the economy.
The first wave of help is coming through 10 executive orders that President Biden signed Thursday. He promised to do better than his predecessor, but he reminded Americans of the reality ahead.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
The president invoked the Defense Production Act, compelling companies to make supplies, everything from more syringes to PPE. Part of Mr. Biden's actions aimed to increase testing and vaccinations, but he bristled when a reporter asked him if the promise of 100 million vaccines in 100 days is too low.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
Back in the briefing room over 2 months after his last appearance, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who returned as President Biden's chief medical advisor.
One of the things that we're going to do is to be completely transparent, open and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them.
Some state officials tell CBS News the federal government has already reached out more in the past 36 hours, including from FEMA, offering to set up and staff mass vaccination sites.
Millions of people have run into obstacles in the effort to get vaccinated, supplies running out, appointments postponed. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
As supply shortages force closures and cancellations at vaccination sites nationwide, frustrations are growing with the lack of information from state and federal leaders, whether it's a family-owned pharmacy in Pennsylvania.
Towards the end of last week, I asked for 1,000 doses, and they couldn't give me any kind of answer.
Or a city-run site in Garland, Texas.
We do not have any notifications pending for our next shipment of either when it will arrive or how much it will be.
While reports of supply shortages grow, the latest CDC data shows just 22 states and Washington, D.C. have used more than half of their received doses. The vaccine still isn't approved for children, and pediatric cases are soaring in Arizona, which leads the nation with COVID infections in kids.
Some of the complicating factors now are the variants of the virus that have cropped up. CBS's Deborah Patta got rare access to a lab in South Africa that's studying one variant that could be an issue in the U.S.
Virus hunters in this high-risk biohazard lab in Durban are hot on the trail of the mutant strain spreading at breakneck speed across South Africa. The virus has mutated to attach more easily to human cells. The disease is no more deadly, but it spreads more easily.
We do believe that we are going through a new pandemic, yeah, which this variant that not only transmits much faster, but that also potentially has less neutralization.
Genetic scientist Tulio de Oliveira discovered the new variant after observing a dramatic uptick in infections in November. South African hospitals are overwhelmed, mortuaries overcrowded, and burial plots in short supply.
Since the attack on January 6th, National Guard troops have been at the U.S. Capitol, and yesterday, Capitol Police ordered the Guard to move troops during their rest periods to a nearby parking garage. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports that set off a sharp backlash.
While the parking garage is heated, it has electricity, it has limited bathrooms, Wi-Fi and cell service apparently isn't very good, and some of the National Guard members were pretty upset about this move. Many members of Congress are outraged by it.
And that led to the order being rolled back. The new Senate Majority Leader, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer, says he is open to talking with Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell about his proposal to push back the start of former President Trump's impeachment trial to next month. McConnell says the extra time will give the Trump team a chance to mount a defense. There's been no issue for President Biden's cabinet nominees as they go through the Senate confirmation process. The House approved a waiver, and Lloyd Austin could be confirmed as defense secretary today. Correspondent Jeff Pagaz has the latest on the wide sweep to arrest suspects in the Capitol attack.
The reward has been increased to $75,000 for information leading to the person who dropped pipe bombs outside both major party headquarters on January 6th. Also, of all the people federally charged in connection with those riots, according to George Washington University, more than 10% of them have links to the U.S. military.
Now to Atlanta, where a 19-year-old worker at a Kroger supermarket is charged with stealing nearly $1 million over a two-week period. Police spokesman Colin Flynn says he faked more than 40 returns for non-existent items and put the cash on credit cards.
Once he had the money on the credit cards, he took that and purchased at least two cars, clothing, guns, and a number of other items.
Flynn says it all happened while the employee who monitored all transactions was on vacation. High winds in California brought down two giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park. There's millions in damage, and the park is closed through the weekend. The FDA has approved the first long-acting drug combo for HIV. Monthly shots would replace daily pills. A setback for comic Dave Chappelle.
I'm so good at writing jokes. And this is
He says he's tested positive for the coronavirus. He had to cancel a social distance performance last night in Austin, Texas. Other shows have been postponed, too. For James Bond, the coronavirus has turned out to be quite an enemy.
You can imagine why I've come back to play.
The opening date for the new film, No Time to Die, has been pushed back yet again. Opening last April was scrapped by the virus. Now the plan for this April has been put off by the continuing pandemic. It's now set to premiere October 8th. Pick just about any famous image, and Bernie Sanders, bundled up at the inauguration, is now in it, thanks to the power of the internet meme. And now there's some money to be made.
A day after the senator's image from the inauguration in a parka, hand-knit mittens, and a blue surgical mask went viral, the lawmaker's website is offering Chairman Sanders crewnecks for $45. They're charcoal gray and feature Sanders in his now-famous getup, sitting in a folding chair with arms crossed. The website says 100% of the proceeds go to Meals on Wheels Vermont. The senator's defended his clothing selection for the big day, telling CBS's Gail King he preferred to stay warm than be fashionable. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The maker of the mittens, a Vermont school teacher who's never met the senator, says no, she does not have any mittens for sale. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Matt Cherry and Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.